各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to everyone, brothers and sisters.
今天我所要的做的见证，我在七月份的父母祷告会中。
The testimony I'm giving today is I shared this in our July parents prayer meeting.
跟那时参加的姐妹们分享过。
I shared this particular testimony with them before at that time.
现在很高兴有这个机会跟各位分享。
I'm very happy that I'm able to share that with all of you today too.
我女儿六月的时候参加那个 SAT 考试。
My daughter took the SAT exam in June.
这个考试是高中生请大学的时候要参加的一个考试。
This is a test that all the high school student has to take when they apply to college.
高中生可以选择考 SAT 或是 ACT。
High school students, they can choose to either take SAT or ACT exams.
我女儿选择考 SAT.
My daughter has chosen to take the SAT test.
这是她第二次考。
This was her second time taking the test.
因为第一次考试的分数我们全家都不满意。
Because the first time the result was not a very good one.
还不错，但是呢，很不满意。
It's not bad, but it's not to our standards.
所以他决定要考第二次。
So she decided to take the second time.
日期在六月七日。
The day was June 7th.
我们在报名时，他跟我说他要在 Bellarmine High School 考。
When she registered for the test, she wanted to take it at Bellarmine High School.
他不想在 San Jose State 考。
She didn't want to take it at San Jose State University.
因为 San Jose State 的桌子比较小，考起来很不方便。
Because the desk at San Jose State was smaller than the Bellarmine High School.
大学生的桌子是这样，只有一半，就是这样子的。那高中生他们的桌子是比较长的，所以你可以放什么 calculator 或者是一些你需要的东西。然后他们的那个 test 跟那个 paper 是可以放在桌上的。
I guess in college, the desk is only half of the size of that of the high school desk, so she prefers to go to a high school setting.
可是我当时很反对。
But I was very against it.
因为他第一次考 SAT, 还有其他那个SAT 2 subject test 的时候，通通都是在 San Jose State 考的。
Because with the previous time that all her tests were taken at San Jose State.
那个考场他很熟悉。
She is already familiar with that particular testing environment.
我跟他说你要在 San Jose State 考，他只好同意。
So I really encouraged her to take it at San Jose State, and she agreed to that as well.
那时我每天都在为他考 SAT 试听祷告。
At that time, I pray for her every day about this particular test.
求神给她一个很好的分数。
And I pray God that she would get a good result.
可是我祷告非常不平安，心里非常的不安。
But when I pray that, I actually feel a very, I don't feel any peace at heart.
那时候我的感觉是心跳加速，而且坐立难安。
At that time, I feel like every time I pray that my heartbeat started to increase, and then I couldn't sit still.
我祷告很少这样的，通常都是非常平静安稳的。
This is a very unusual situation for me when I pray.
我祷告别的事情都非常平安，可是我只要一祷告他的 SAT 我心里就非常的不安。
Every time I pray, I feel like I have a lot of peace at heart, but for some reason, when I pray for her SAT test, then I don't feel the peace.
就我的经验这个祷告呢，可能大概就是有点问题。
According to my experience, then I think I feel like maybe I'm praying wrong.
但是呢 ，SAT 的分数对申请大学而言很重要。
But I just feel like the SAT test score is so critical to college application.
那时我很恐慌，我心里很不安。
I was very anxious and I really feel unrest.
那我心里越不安呢，就想越要用祷告来压过那个不安。
Yeah, the more anxious I feel, the more prayers that I pray for that to overcome the anxiety that I'm experiencing.
可是越祷告我就越不安。
But the more I pray, the more unrest that I feel.
我就跟我的属灵姐妹是仁爱堂的那个玛丽姐妹，她也是我的同事，我跟她说。
So I shared that with a coworker and a spiritual friend, Mary.
我说这到底是怎么回事不是应该要祷告吗？怎么会越祷告越不安呢
？So I asked her what's wrong with that, because I thought we're supposed to pray, but the more I pray, the more unpeaceful that I feel.
难道神不要我祷告吗
？Is it? Do you think that God doesn't want me to pray about this?
我不知道该怎么办。
I don't know what to do.
玛丽就跟我说，你太在意 SAT 这件事情。
Mary told me that I really pay too much attention to the SAT score.
你不要再为这件事情祷告。
Don't worry, don't pray for this particular thing.
我来帮你祷告，你去了祷告别的事。
You pray for other things.
他叫我去祷告别的事，他来帮我祷告这件事。
She asked me to pray for other things, but she will pray for me.
好，那我就去祷告别的事。
So then I started to pray for other things.
但是呢，有时候我还是忍不住为女儿的 SAT 祷告。
But there are many times that I couldn't stand but continue to pray for my daughter's SAT score.
说也奇怪，我只要一祷告这件事哦，那件事那个不安的感觉就会回来。
It's just very interesting. Every time I pray for that same thing, then my heart starts to stir up again.
我觉得很奇怪，因为一直以来啊，我都觉得祷告一定要平安。
It's just very strange because I always think that every time that I pray, I should feel peace.
因为腓立比书四章六到七节说
，Because in the Philippians of chapter 4:6-7,
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在主耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
Okay, Amen.I haven't found this. Basically, this is going to be literal and not word by words. That we should not worry about anything. We should we should give all our burdens in front of Jesus, and all the peace that He will give us beyond our imagination will be given to us.
所以我那时候心情非常起伏不定，因为不知道神在这件事上要怎样定义成就。
So my anxiety did not go away because I really did not know that how God is going to help me go through this.
考前啊，通常我们都要上网到那个 College Board 的 website 去看考场开放跟关闭的消息。
So before the test, usually that we will check online that when the test center is open and closed.
女儿以前考 SAT 2 subject test 的时候呢，我有时候会去看，有时候会不看，因为 San Jose State 很大，没有一次是关起来的。
So when she took the other SAT 2 subject test before that, we have checked before, and I evenwent to San Jose State and check out the test center just to make sure.
因为 San Jose State 很大哦，它没有一次是关起来的。
Because the campus is so huge that it's never closed.
所以这次考前，我心里就有声音对我说。
But before this test, I heard something in my mind or in my heart.
你要去查考场关闭的消息哦。
You should check out the test center to see if it's about its closure.
可是我心里马上就想说，干嘛去查？圣何塞斯特这么大一个学校，这么大的考场，哎，它绝对不会关起来的。
So I was telling myself that since San Jose State is so big that it was never closed before, I don't think it's going to happen. It's going to close.
我女儿忙着准备考试，她根本都没有想到这个问题。
My daughter was very busy with her preparation, so she didn't even think about it.
结果第二天六月七号
，So the following day, June 7th,
我们一到圣何塞斯特。
So as soon as we arrived at San Jose State University,
工作人员就在那里不停地宣布说 San Jose State 的考场关闭，改在6月21号考。
So at that time, the workers there told us that the test center is closed, and then the test will be moved to June 21st.
我们都非常惊讶，怎么都没有想到那么大的考场就关起来了呢？
We were really surprised to hear that news because this is such a huge test center. How come it could be closed?
考生也不能到别的考场去考。
All the testers could not have...gone to other test centers to take the test instead.
哦，我像是被打到阴间一样。
At that time, I really was so down. I feel like I was down to the Hades.
回家以后上网一查。
So when I went home, I went up where I went online and checked.
弟兄姐妹们，六月七号 SAT 的考试。
It says on there the test on June 7th.
全美国本土只有两间考场被关起来。
There are only two test centers that were closed.
整个加州就一间，就是 San Jose State.
And there was one in California, and that was San Jose State.
哦，我回房就哭起来。
And so I returned to my room, and then I started crying.
我跟主耶稣基督说，神啊，我要死了，我不能活了。
I told him that I really feel like I'm dying. I cannot live anymore.
哦，那时候我只有这两句话，我不断的重复，就跟神说，主啊，我要死了，我不能活，我要死了，我不能活了。
At that time, these are the only two phrases that I have, that I'm dying, I cannot live.
我心里非常的难过。
I really feel very saddened.
我本意是为我女儿好。
Well, I really just, I wanted to, this is for my daughter's welfare.
想说她习惯 San Jose State 的考场。
I thought that because this is a test center that she's familiar with.
可是却没有想到反而害到她。
But I didn't know that it actually it became it's not a good thing for her.
如果我尊重她的想法，让她自己决定。
If I have respected her opinion and let her make the decision,
她会到 Bellarmine 去考。
She would have gone to Bellarmine.
她就不会遇到这种事情。
Then she would not have encountered the situation.
哦，我真的好像是被打到阴间一样。
I really feel like I was going down to the Hades.
哦，很感谢神。
But I'm very thankful to God.
女儿 take 的比我好。
My daughter really took it well, much better than I did.
她反而安慰我说。
She comforted me.
妈妈不要难过。
Don't worry, Mom.
神这样做一定有原因。
There must be a reason that he did this.
搞不好他要让我下一次考得更好。
Maybe he's going to make me do even better next time.
哦，我心听啊，心里非常的感动，大受感动。
I was deeply touched.
她没有埋怨我，也没有埋怨神。
She didn't complain about my decision and didn't complain to God.
反而用一种比较积极正面的想法来看待。
Yeah, she was very positive and forward-looking.
其实我们心里都很受打击。
Because all of us was really heart-stricken.
尤其是她，准备很久。
Because especially for her, she has been preparing for that second test for a long time.
可是考场被关起来。
But the test center was closed.
可是我们本来想说一鼓作气哦，赶快把这 SAT 考一考就好了。
Really, we just want to just finish it, and that's it.
可是没有想到 SAT 要改期再考，就很泄气。
But then the day was changed, so we have to continue.
他还要再准备。
She has to continue on.
考前他一直很积极的祷告。
She continued to pray before the test.
我一直鼓励她说
I continue to encourage her.
说考场如战场，主耶和华是大能的勇士，他必帮助你。
I told her that the test is like a war, but God will be with you.
没有想到考场战关起来了，战场没了，怎么办？
But the test center was closed. There's no war to fight.
很感谢神，神真是安排的好好的。
But God has His perfect plan.
San Jose State 的 SAT 考试啊，改成6月21号考。
The day was moved to June 21st.
女儿，她6月8号到18号要参加学校的 immersion trip 到萨瓦多。
And she actually has had a trip from the 8th to the 18th to El Salvador.
18号回到 San Jose.
And she will return to San Jose on the 18th.
22号要参加6个礼拜的夏令营。
And then on the 22nd, she has another 6 weeks of camp.
她只有21号那个礼拜六可以在 San Jose 参加 SAT 的考试。
And the 21st is the only day that she was here to take the test.
而且神还让她有19号跟20号这两天可以总复习。
And then also...God allowed the 19th and the 20th for her to rest and prepare for the test.
如果 SAT 改在14号或是28号那两个礼拜六考，那她就根本没有办法参加。
If the day was moved to any other day, like the 14th or the 28th, she would have not been able to participate in.
她只好放弃改成9月或者是10月考。
Then she would have to give up to, and wait until September.
那么对她申请大学就会很赶。
And then it would probably create a little burden for her college application.
我这样一想，我心里真是大大的感谢神。
When I thought about this, my heart was full of thankfulness.
可是我还是有点不放心啊。如果6月21号再关起来，我们就惨了。
But I still feel uneasy about the date, the 21st. I was afraid the test center was going to close again.
我一直上网查San Jose State 考场是否如期开放。
So I keep checking online to see if the test center is open.
很感谢神啊，神。女儿她6月21号就在 San Jose State 考了 SAT.
So I'm very thankful that she was able to take the test at San Jose State on the 21st.
这件事让我深切知道，我真是不能干涉她的生活、她的想法跟她的决定。
This particular incident really allowed me to understand that I should stop like intervening in her decision and matters.
6月21号晚上，她在准备那个22号要去夏令营的行李。
In the evening of June 21st, when she was preparing her luggage for her camp,
我对她要带的衣服有意见。
I also had opinions about what she was bringing to the camp.
我手啊都伸到行李箱要把那件衣服拿出来，然后我说：“你为什么？”
I reached out my hand to her luggage, wanted to grab a shirt out, but then I stopped.
好，我说你为什么？我本意是要讲说你为什么要带这件衣服
？I almost said that. Why are you?Bringing this.
可是我讲了，我为什么？你为什么？
Then I stop and say why.
好，我马上就打住了，手就缩回来。
I stop then and I retrieve my hand.
然后衣服放回去他的行李箱。
I put the shirt back.
然后呢，我说我不能干涉你的生活。
Yeah, I do not want to intervene your matters anymore.
你爱戴什么衣服就戴什么衣服。
It's all up to you. It's your decision.
我把手背在我的后面。
I tie my hands.
嘴巴闭得紧紧。
I close my mouth.
结果她的行李收得比我还好。
And then she was able to do a very good job with the packing.
神用这件事提醒我，我不能干预太多。
God really reminded me through this incident that I really should let her be independent.
也不能强把我的想法加在我女儿身上。
And I should not force my opinion on my daughter.
小朋友们，他们要开始过他们自己属主的生活。
Young, my daughter or young people will start their own life.
属主的生活
，and also the life of God, a life of Christ.
他们自己要开始啊，要自己属主的恩典。
They need to start counting God's blessings themselves.
我们不能帮他们过属主的生活。
We cannot live their life for them.
我们也不能够帮他们属主的恩典。
We cannot count their blessings for them.
我们只能够所能做的哈，只有祷告而已。
All we can do is just pray for them.
让他们自己要开始经历神大能的同在。
And let them start experience God's presence.By themselves.
历代志下第二十章十二节下半节。
Second Chronicles, what chapter?
第二十章。
Chapter 20.
十二节。
Verse 12.
的下半节。
The second part of the verse 12.
因为我们无力抵挡这来攻击我们的大军，我们也不知道怎样行，我们的眼目单单仰望你。
Because we cannot fight the enemy that's coming, so we can only rely on you. Our eyes only gaze upon you.
那个你就是指我们的神啊。他上半节是讲说我们的神啊。
You is means God, our God.
第十五节下半节。
And the second part of verse 15.
你们请听耶和华对你们说。
Please listen to the word from God.
不要因这大军恐惧惊慌，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎我们的神。
Do not be afraid with this enormous enemy, because the victory will be upon me.
很多时候我们无力抵挡生活中一波又一波的攻击。
So if we only resist on our own with the things that's coming in our life,
像是考场关闭啊，工作、婚姻、感情、儿女教育等等的事情。
Like the closure of a test center or marriage or work or any problems that we encounter in our daily life,
我们都不知道该怎么办。
We don't know what to do with them.
我们的眼目单单仰望神。
But our eyes would only focus on the Lord.
因为成败不在乎人，乃在乎神。
Because the victory is only upon the Lord, not upon ourselves.
他可以兴起环境啊，改变人的心意。
He can raise the environment to shape us.
在这里啊，我插一句话，请容我说一句话，那就是啊，历代志虽然好像是历史书，可是神在历代志上面哈、啊，给我们很多鼓励的话语，请弟兄姐妹有机会多多读历代志。
I really feel that even though the Chronicles are a book of history, but there are a lot of encouragement in there that I feel like is very helpful for all of us. That I will encourage all of you to read that book as well.
神是很奇妙又很幽默的。
I think God is.It's amazing, and he also has a sense of humor.
长久以来啊，我一直祷告神。
I always pray. I have always been praying.
神赐给女儿啊2380分 ACT 的分数。
My daughter has ended up with a 2380 out of 2400 on SAT.
SAT 满分是2400分。
The perfect score is 2400.
她第一次没有。
The first time she didn't reach that perfect score.
这一次啊，遇到考场关闭。
But because of the closure of the test center.
可是当我看到神为女儿安排改期再考的日期啊，是那么的奇妙，配合的那么好。
But when I see the day really works out so perfectly,
我就改成向神祷告，求神赐给她2400分的高分。
I started to pray for her perfect score.
后来呢？可是我觉得不太好。
Then I feel that doesn't sound right.
又改回来原来2380分的分数。
And I changed my prayer to 2380.
我又改回来哈。
And I changed that prayer.
Back to 我原来的那个祷告。
Back to the original prayer.
结果弟兄姐妹，神赐给我女儿啊2390分的高分，九十分的分数，那是很奇妙。
My daughter ended up to 2390.
最奇妙的是哦，前两次我连着上台两次做见证。
The interesting part is the previous two times that I was here giving my testimony.
第二次见证做完以后，我就跟神说。
After the second testimony, I told God.
我说神啊，我的见证做完了。
I told him that I am done with my testimony.
下次可能要等很久，除非你想让我再做见证。
And I think I need to wait for a long time unless you want me to do it again.
如果你想让我做见证，就求你赐给我一个见证。
And if you want me to do another testimony, then give me one to do.
结果他就让我有今天这个见证。
Then he gave me this testimony that I'm giving to you today.
很感谢神，我们真是要常常数主的恩典。
We really should count our blessings every day.
我们一数主的恩典，我们就会处处看到神大能荣耀的彰显。
As soon as we started counting his blessings, then we can see his glory everywhere in our life.
见证就会越来越多，恩典也会越来越多。
Then we see even more blessings from him in our lives.
因为主耶和华能把更多的赐给我们。
Because the Lord Jehovah has given us even more than we have asked for.
愿一切的颂赞荣耀都归给我们所信靠的主耶稣基督。
May all the praise and glory to him forever.
谢谢。
Thank you.
好，感谢神在生命当中带领我们。好，我们接下来我们要请 Alice。我们要把握时间，因为我们照道理只剩下15分钟了。需要翻译吗？可能没时间。
弟兄姐妹平安。我是爱丽丝丽慧，去年好，请准备好你们的卫生纸。OK， 去年那个我们回台湾四个月，从去年十一月，安静平安，从去年十一月到今年三月，然后主要是回台湾那个医治诊室的病我的先生诊室然后他是一个180公分高，然后体重100公斤的一个壮汉，然后我都没有想到过他会生病哈。然后他第一次发病的时候呢，其实是在前年2011年的时候，他发病的状况呢是怎么样？是他躺在床上胡言乱语，然后。以前从来这么一个高大壮硕的人，怎么会突然就躺在病床上胡言乱语？你真的是很惊吓，对我来说是一个非常惊吓。而且那时候 Tiffany 我们最小的女儿，她才两岁左右，一岁还两岁左右。然后然后这是非常惊恐的一件事情。然后我都不知道当下要怎么办。然后。唯一能做的事情呢，就是祷告神，求神医治他。因为我一直以来他都有那种说梦话的习惯，我以为他只是在做梦而已。然后他那时候我就还在跟他对话，我以为他在跟我开玩笑，因为我们常常就是有时候会捉弄我，我以为他是早上清晨的时候在跟我开玩笑。我就说你不要捉弄我，你赶快醒来。可是隔了十分钟。他的胡言乱语持续，而且他还在对我跟我一起对话，像梦说梦说梦游的人，你跟他有说梦话的人，你跟他对话，他还回应你一样跟我在那边对话。我说这个情形不对了，然后就是赶快收，就是突然惊吓，我就赶快跪在他旁边祷告，求神让他醒过来。大概隔了半个小时，然后他终于醒来，又恢复正常。我说你刚才是在说。做什么？他说我在做梦啊，我也不晓得我在干嘛，然后就恢复成原来正常的样子。然后我说，然后我就说你知不知道你刚才有一些奇怪的反应？他说我不晓得啊，我是在睡觉啊。然后我想说这是怎么回事呢？然后可是因为我们不晓得他其实是得了一种病哈，这个病是因为他是血糖过低的原因导致他的神志无法清醒。然后可是这个我知道，我们知道这个病的原因是去年的七月份我们回台湾的时候去回台湾做身体检查才知道。那中间这两年他是偶发性，然后我没有很确定说，我们一直以为他只是像平常的做梦那样。然后一直到2011年，就是前年的大概九月份的时候，他有一次，因为在之前我有看到一个新闻，然后他就是说，就 就说因为过劳或怎样，他有一个医生他在病房中昏倒以后醒来就完全不认识他的家人，失去他的记忆。然后在那个时候，他在九月份或十月份的时候，他就又再一次的发病，而且是不仅是讲中文，还讲英文，还这样像发疯一样的这样，就是躺在病床上哈哈笑那样子，然后有点像精神病那样子。所以我就赶快祷告，因为连同家里面的小孩，他们都赶快，我就说赶快跪下来祷告，就是连蒂芬妮她都能够安静下来，跟姐姐一起祷告。然后这是一个非常害怕，心里非常无助的时候，然后我就打电话给贝蒂，然后我说这个该怎么办？贝蒂他们就说要不要送医院这样子。后来又隔了大概也是二三十分钟，他又突然清醒了，醒来就说他知道他自己在说一些奇怪的话，但是他没办法醒来，他的意识清楚，但他意识有意识知道自己胡言乱语，可是他没有办法控制他自己。然后后来他就去上班，小孩去上学，然后我心里还在彷徨无助，很无奈，很不晓得该怎么办，这个事情是怎么一回事。然后很感谢神，他那个我打电话给 Betty 跟思霞他们求助的时候呢，他们清晨六点多就赶来到，就是到我们家来，然后整时他已经去上班了，小孩上学了，就他就是到我们家来，我的心里还是在惶恐不安当中。然后神真的是给他们很足够的爱心，到我们，然后在那个时候他就说我们还在你们家附近，你要不要我去帮你祷告？我说谢谢你们，真的是他们就到我家来跟我一起祷告。圣经说如果你有什么病痛，就要请长老或怎么到你家来为你祷告。那个时候我心里狂，那个紧张害怕的心情在那个 Betty 跟慈霞我们一起跪下来一起祷告的时候，我完全的平安降下来，完全的平安的医治我那个很害怕紧张的心情。然后从此之后呢，每天我早上从他是11年发生的事情嘛，可是他一直都觉得不是很严重，只是以为只是那个睡眠不足啊，缺氧，脑筋缺氧，我们一直去找一些其他不是很正确的那个以为那个原因，然后也去做什么脑波测试啊什么的。可是在这之前我每天都要很担心说他早上会不会醒来不认识我了。然后所以就在那段之后呢，每天早上我也是自动3-4点起来，然后开始读经祷告，这是唯一每天必须要做的事情，然后那个平安才能够每天等到6点7点，看他醒来了没有，醒来了没有，这样子好像在开讲一样，到底会醒还是不会醒。可是事实上他其实是在生死的边缘，因为他的血糖是降到40而已，正常的血糖应该70-100，40的话就是非常非常危险，随时都有生命危险。这是我们想后来想听了医生的解释才开始害怕的。在那段时间大概1年多的时间，我每天就只是读经祷告，早晨读经祷告，然后每天去看看他会不会醒来。然后事实上他已经在生死边缘好多回了，然后真的他自己说就是他感谢我，好在他这段时间在就是从死神里救回他好几次。事实上真的不是我能做的，除了祷告以外，神拯救他，我自己我不是医生，我不懂得这些，我只能用祷告来自身。然后经历到一直到去年7月我们暑假回台湾，因为他然后去龙总做健康检查，我们才知道他的病叫做，等一下哈，我看一下，这个病实在很复杂。叫做多发性，对不起，老花眼。他的病叫做多发性内分泌赘生症候群，就说他的内分泌腺会有增生的状况。它的增生会在很多很多的内分泌腺， 第一个是他的副甲状腺，这个副甲状腺会使得他血钙分泌过高。第二个是他的胰脏腺体，胰脏腺体就会有增生胰脏瘤，就是你的胰岛素会有很多腺体会突然增多很多。那然后第三个是那个脑下腺垂体会使你的末梢神经肥大肿大。然后目前呢，我们本来就知道他有那个副甲状腺这个那个增生，然后他已经要切除，使他那个不会那个不会亢进，然后胰脏呢是就是他本来他是属于高血糖，就是那个胰岛素分泌不足了，现在反而是因为他胰岛腺的增生，那个腺瘤的增生，他变成分泌过多的胰岛素，不管他吃多少，他都马上把那个血糖，就是把那个糖分分解到你的肌肉去，所以脑筋一直缺氧、缺血、缺糖这样子，然后就是低血糖的症状。那一般那个高血糖或什么，它都是慢性病的，你可以用药物控制，用其他方法控制。可是低血糖，它是一个比较严重性的事，它随时都有可能有生命的危险，是触发性的。因为就有朋友的朋友，他们就是可能在睡梦中就死掉了，因为血糖的不足，所以休克或就昏迷就死亡。然后呢，这中间就是很我们七月份回去，然后医生宣告了我们这样的诊断以后，我们都是惊吓到不晓得要怎么办。然后就是除了开刀以外呢，应该没有其他解决方式，就是把那个增生的地方切除。然后他，所以去年我们会做了胰脏切除的手术。那医生都会把最坏的状况告诉你，然后我们自己心里也很平安，因为胰脏手术是一般外科最大的手术。然后他还好，他的增生是在胰脏的尾端，胰脏是在胃的后方，在深层的腹腔，然后中围是十二指肠。那他是在尾端靠近脾脏的地方，他就有说，如果这个瘤影响到就太大，接近太靠近脾脏的话，也许连脾脏都要一起拿掉。然后他的瘤大概有6公分长，可是。对，所以这个是一个，而且胰脏它是一个很软很软的一个器官，然后它任何一个器官都有它的分泌液，都有它的消化液。那胰脏本身的消化液呢，我忘记它到底是强酸还是强碱，就是它会是具有腐蚀性，因为它这样才能够消化你的食物。然后所以他这个手术完之后呢，他的缝合不是开完以后就没事，他的缝合他里面的液体有可能外渗，有可能渗漏，那他因为是强酸强碱的东西，他可能会腐蚀你周围的器官。所以到底要不要开刀呢？我们心里真的很不平安，我们只能将这件事情呢放在祷告当中。然后在这个当中呢，很感谢弟兄姐妹，他就是教会就是一直用他们平常祷告的话语来支撑我，当然也是包括刚才那个刚才的姐妹做的见证一样，就是腓立比书4:6-7，应当一无挂虑，要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里收你们的心怀，保守你们的心怀意念。这个也是刚好此下也在十月份做了这一个讲道，所以这一届做一个讲道的意思，就是神一直不断用他的话语来安慰我平安，那使我心里有平安。因为真的是我们对于这样的东西是没有办法，只能交给神。我们的病痛，我们的平安，无非就是我们的亲人，我们是活在就是说不是只有享受或者是有很多的钱，而是我们可以彼此相聚在一起。然后如果你万一失去你最亲爱的人，这个就好像晴天霹雳，好像世界要崩溃一样。所以就每天就是这个开刀也是有它的危险性，它的最高危险性也许就是并发症里面的 内, 内, 内分那个腹腔内的一些并发症，然后导致发炎，就是就会死亡这样子。那但是呢，我一直用神的话语，还有接着跟我们弟兄姐妹祷告，神用他的话一起来安慰我，是他的平安。因为之前我也拿到一个金句，他就说是在诗篇37:5，当将你的事交托耶和华，并依靠他，他就必成全。所以这些金句，好像每年年初，然后夏牧师发给你编剧，好像觉得说，哎，就是这样一句话，平常继续。可是这个却是成为我们支撑下去的力量。神的话语使我们心里得着力量。然后，弟兄姐妹平常为我们的祷告想到我们，就告诉我说，我读到了一件话语，我为你祷告这样子。所以，彼此的代祷是一件非常能够表现出，就是在我们看来以为只是跟你讲一句话，可是上次其实在我当中，我已经接受到神借由我周遭的弟兄姐妹来安慰我，来支撑我，然后就很感谢我们这个教会。因为我来这个教会已经15年，从单身到结婚到生小孩，所以这个教会真的是一个充满有神同在的教会，因为有一群爱主的弟兄姐妹。我真的很感谢我们这个组里面的弟兄姐妹，然后真的谢谢大家你们的带导，你们带导真的是非常的帮助人，非常也愿意神得到这个荣耀，借由我们彼此的相爱，让人得到知道从爱是从神那里来，然后很谢谢大家。我们接下来会有继续，他还有除了胰脏的这件事情，他因为是增生，所以不确定还会不会其他的腺体还会被继续增生，然后我们也要继续放在祷告中。然后因为他的这个血钙高的问题会导致成结石，所以他现在也有肾结石的问题。那所以还我们就是虽然身体有病痛，但是求神的平安，求就是依靠神过每一天的日子。然后感谢赞美主，就是他就是我们瑞华跟我开玩笑说，这么大的事情看我好像都很平安很淡然，他就给我取一个说我是淡定手。其实我能够如此淡定，因为我确知神与我同在，我也确信神保守我，并且神在我周围赐下很多爱神的弟兄姐妹跟我一起分担我的这些忧虑，然后跟我一起为向神呼求，我并不是孤单的。我谢谢你们，感谢大家。
很美的见证，神在每一个死因幽谷，就是带着我们能够一关一关的过。神的恩典真的在立会在整师的身上，淡定嫂，我希望我们大家都做淡定嫂、淡定哥哈。那个时间已经差不多了。那个 Kelly， 你能在10分钟之内讲完吗？还是下个礼拜？只能10分钟。哦，对，对，离会就是感觉到神的恩典实在很大，在他的家庭在他们的身上，所以呢，他们特别就想要一个奉献，奉献什么？就是今天的中餐是由Alice 他们家感恩奉献中餐，所以大家也可以吃的时候也为他们家感谢神也在生命中也代祷，为他们代祷，为整师的身体，为他们家也继续的祷告。好，我们不拖时间。
终于换到这边了，然后有人帮我说话。
Eventually, that I can come to this part. I don't need to do the translation right now.
我也是回应，回应刚刚两位姐妹的见证。
I would like to respond to the two testimonies that we just heard.
然后继续数算神的恩典。
I would like to count the blessing of God.
诗篇115篇这样说。
Psalm 115, it says.
荣耀不要归于我们，荣耀不要归于我们。
Let the glory not to us. Let the God's glory not to us.
愿归在你诚实与仁爱，归在你的名下。
But to your holy name and your faithful name, under your faithful name.
我这次呢有机会回到台湾去看我的姐姐。
I had a chance went back to Taiwan to visit my sister.
我还没有回去的时候呢，蓉蓉姐妹呢就给我一大堆这些草药要给我姐姐吃。
Our dear sister Ruth gave me a lot of herbs that to bring back for my sister for her condition.
我回去的时候也不孤单。
I did not feel lonely at all when I went back to Taiwan.
因为我知道我在我背后有一大群支持我的祷告勇士。
I know there are lots of prayer warriors behind me.
我们每天都在Line 上面呢互相支持。
We have a Line collection and a lot of sisters are praying through the Line for me.
那我们用祷告呢互相关怀。
We support each other through prayers.
那我们呢每天早上我们都会一起读圣经。
And we read the Bibles through line together.
每天早上我就跟神讲我今天要做的事情。
I talk to God every morning and let him tell him that what I will be doing this day.
一一告诉他我要做的事情。
One by one.
然后呢，我就求神给我不同的力量。
I ask him for different strength for different things.
不管是说话。
No matter is the way I talk.
要开车。
Or driving.
或是要爱不可爱的人。
Or to love those who might not be that lovable.
或是不熟悉的环境。
Or the environment that I do not feel familiar with.
我都求神帮助我。
I pray to God for his strength.
然后可以把一天的事情做好。
And ask him to give me the grace that I can do everything well.
我去台湾出了四次车祸。
Unfortunately, I had 4 car accident 4 times in Taiwan.
现在还站在这里。
Praise the Lord, I'm still standing here.
做神的事。
Doing God's work.
会受伤。
Doing God's will will sometimes cause hurt, injury.
但有很大的奖赏。
But after that is a great reward following.
因为你知道是神要你做的。
Because you know that's from God, that's God's mission that he wants you to do.
晚上如果我回去还有力气的话
When I go back home, then I still have the strength.
我就跟神祷告，一一述说他今天为我成就的事。
I pray to God and counting the things that he has done for me this day.
谢谢他我有力气。
I thank God for my strength.
说了该说的话。
And I have spoken to the words that he wants me to say.
到了该到的地方。
And to the places that he wants me to be.
完成了他交代我的事。
Complete the things that he wants me to do.
我在台湾的一个教会。
I was in a church in Taiwan.
我学到一件事情。
I learned one thing there.
基督徒要用生命去影响生命。
Christians need to impact other people by our godly life.
愿意带你的生命去关怀别人的生命。
We want to impact other people's by caring other people's life.
四件事情我们可以做。
Four things that we can do.
第一个就是微笑待人。
We have to smile.
当我们很不高兴的时候，别人根本不想亲近我们。
And when our face shows looks like very cross, that nobody wants to be close to us.
第二个就是
Second,
专心的听。
We need to open our ears to listen.
神说快快听。
God says, quick to listen.
慢慢的说。
Slow to speak.
所以我们有时候关怀人一直讲。
Sometimes we want to show our caring to other people, but we're saying too much.
都没有听。
We close our ears.
神的爱就出不来。
So God's love cannot go through us.
所以呢，我就学会说，用神的方法去关心神爱的人。
So I start to learn how to care other people by through His love, by His way.
以前呢，我会常常跟别人讲，说耶稣多好多好，要信耶稣。
Before I would tell other people how great our Jesus is, and I want them to believe in Jesus.
但是神现在教我。
But God right now is showing me that.
我是爱。
I am love.
你爱我。
If you love me,
你要用你的身体去爱别人。
You need to use you are hoping to love others.
当别人看见你怎么爱他，
when others experience your love,
他才会问你，
then he will start to ask you,
你为什么爱我？
Why you love me in this way?
你相信的耶稣是谁？
Who is this Jesus that you believe?
所以我学会在台湾这趟旅程，
and I have learned during this trip in Taiwan,
我也许是他们这一生，
I might be the only person in their entire life,
他们唯一读过的圣经，
that as a Bible that for them to read,
唯一看过的耶稣，
the only image that reflect to Jesus.
所以要好好的，
so I want to try my best,
介绍我的耶稣。
Introduce my Jesus
给他们认识
to my friends.
但是
However,
我如果没有每天早上灵修，
if I do not have my devotional life
常常祷告，
in the morning, pray verbally,
背他的圣经，
recite God's words,
没有这么多众多的姐妹，
without the supporting from all the sisters here,
跟我一起挑重担，
to bear the burdens with me,
所以就不可能完成。
Then I will not be able to complete.
So, 神说,
God says,
他们知道你是我的门徒，是因为你们彼此相爱。
Jesus says that they know that you are my disciples because you love each other.
所以我也将这个我学到的功课跟大家分享。
And this is my heart to share what I have learned to you all today.
还有神也教给我们很重要一个功课。
God had told us a very important lesson.
神赐给我们宝贝的儿女。
God gave us precious possessions, our children as our precious possessions.
我们一定要好好的教养他们。
We have to teach diligently teach them.
因为他们是神手上的工作。
Because they are the works of God of God's hands.
如果我们没有教好他们，
if we do not teach them well, train them well,
没有人想要认识耶稣。
Nobody want to know your Jesus through you.
我们的夫妻要彼此相爱。
We as couples need to love each other.
如果我们不相爱，
if we do not love our spouse,
我们的神就是变成一个不爱的形象。
God's love will not be able to shine through us.
神要用他的生命，
God want to use his life,
改变我们的生命，
to change our life,
用我们的生命，
to use our life,
改变别人的生命，
to change other people's life.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
那我们就来唱一首诗歌，我们来回应神的爱在我们的身上，他的恩典，许许多多的恩惠都在我们的身上。我不知道Kelly 出了四次车祸，没听说。数算主的恩典，不管我们是好是不好，我们都相信一件事情，神一定会带着我们度过。 OK, 我们起立来唱好吗？
有时遇见苦难如同大波浪，有时又受伤的几乎要绝望。若把主的恩典从头数一数，必能叫你惊讶历史的欢呼。主的恩典样样都要数，主的恩典都要记清楚，主的恩典样样都要数，必能叫你惊讶历史的欢呼。有时挂念世事如同挑重担，有时背着十字架觉得苦难堪。若数主的恩典，疑惑便消除。